listener and welcome to Chukua Hatua. My name is Elizabeth. Today we are focusing on mental health. October is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we will be bringing you a weekly program on mental health and mental illness. Please join me as we talk to Mr. Joseph Onyango, who is a clinical psychologist with the Kenya National Commission on Human Rights, to enlighten us on the topic of discussion.
Introduce yourself, you can tell us your title and what you do.
My name is Joseph Otieno Owor. Joseph is a counseling psychologist and a mental health coach. There are many things that one could be going through and they don't know how to deal with it, and they don't know how to structure themselves to cope with whatever is happening. So that is where the mental health coach is coming. It's someone who just comes to understand your behavior, your brain system, how you feel, and just give kind of a guidance on how best you can avoid whatever is troubling you in the mind.
Why do we celebrate the Mental Health Day?
When we come on board to start celebrating Mental Health Day, is ideally to bring out and advocate for others to create awareness on matters mental health. We have mental health and mental ill health. Those are two different statements. So mental health, as we'll be going, we'll be discovering, is a totally different thing from ill health, is a disorder, is a sickness. But health is holistic. So why do we celebrate this day? We celebrate this day to create awareness to the public, also advocate, to have guys mobilize certain funds towards supporting persons with mental health issues, and also demystify the myths around, mental health. Decriminalizing, story na taboo, about mental health, that mimi sio wazimu kama niko na stress, because stress is actually a mental health issue. Yeah, but you see, that is not sickness. It's not a disorder, but there's a level it can become a disorder.
So if you can highlight for us some of the common mental health challenges that people face.
I believe there are things that you've gone through, and even you as a person has gone through. The commonest thing is what people talk about. Stress is a mental health issue. We hear people talk about depression. I'm depressed. It's a mental health issue. I'm anxious. People talk about anxiety. I'm just anxious. Sijielewi is a mental health issue. So these are some, common mental health issues that we have, or challenges. We have other issues like phobias, panic. There are some of us, when you are somewhere, you're just panicking. Could that be a mental health issue? Probably yes. And where you are panicking, I might not be panicking. And I'll be asking, so what's the problem with you? Why are you panicking? And I'm not. Maybe that could be a level of mental health disorder or mental health challenge. There's also what we call post-traumatic stress disorders. And there are a variety. Schizophrenia is there, a variety. But the commonest, stress, phobia, anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorders, these are common within our families.
So why is mental health still a big issue in our society, considering our cultures, taboos?
One of the things, Sarah, that I would say is that culture has not embraced mental health or ill health. And the reason is, when someone is having a mental disorder, it's sort of a misfortune or a curse in culture. So we have not accepted that someone can be part of us and they're suffering some challenges in regards to mental health. And that's why the culture has constructed us to think differently, and we only believe that people can only be this normal, normal in quotes. We are all abnormal, but the abnormality depends on how you look at me, what you perceive. When you meet someone walking on the road, to say people say mwenda or ni mgonjwa kiakili, to that person, they are very normal. To you, they are not normal. So who is abnormal here? it is me who thinks they are. Of course, I'm seeing. Yes. But to them, if I'm in their life, they are very normal. There's no problem. Walking naked is not a big deal for them. But to me, who sees it, that person is acting out of the norm. So in our culture, the perception and attitude around mental health creates a big challenge. And then we also have the belief and religious system. Because as a religious person, I'll be looking at it from a spiritual perspective. And we say, hi, labda ni mashetani, wengine watasema majini, mtu amemuingilia, ni kitu mtu aliwekewa, ama ni urogi. Those are still spiritual things. So culture has no space for mental health. And culture has not believed that someone can be stressed, and if not checked well, they can actually develop to what we call acute stress or stress disorder, and then they sink into depression, and then they start walking and talking by themselves. For them, they think this person has been bewitched. They don't think it's a health issue, a mental health issue. So they never think around, can we take this person to get assistance and receive some medical attention? That is exactly what culture is all about. It's the way we have been brought, and the religion, perspective, perception and attitude makes mental health in culture become a problem to us. But if we do advocacy around mental health and normalizing that, look, even stress can develop to this, the culture can actually work towards helping these persons.
Very well said, Mr. Joseph. Dear listener, that was our program, Chukua Hatua. Our guest speaker was Mr. Joseph Onyango, who is a clinical psychologist with Kenya National Commission of Human Rights. He was helping us understand why we celebrate this day and elaborating more on its importance. That has been the first episode of this series of four programs on the topic mental health that you will be listening to for the next 1 month. In our next episode, which will be the second of this series, we will be covering three topics together that include differences between mental health and mental illness, what could be the red flags to differentiate between normal behavior and a mental health issue, and becoming part of the conversation to help the society. Try not to miss it next Sunday in the same space.